proclamation number 6385 dated the October 25th, 1955. Eternal order is love. Satan's activity. Only that which corresponds to the principle of love is pleasing to God, and thus only that person whose thinking and actions are determined by love is living within divine order. Keeping within divine order therefore only ever means kind-hearted activity towards other people, which also expresses love for God. But living within divine order will also always result in an orderly earthly life for the person in question himself, although everything around him might have become disordered because the divine order was revoked by his neighborhood, which thus lives entirely without love. Such a way of life must result in a chaotic state. Peace and harmony will never be able to reign where life is lived in opposition to divine order, where love is completely ignored because it is dominated by God's adversary, who is devoid of all love. And no matter how well people arranged their luxurious life on earth, it certainly can temporarily obscure the disorder in such people's hearts. It will not provide them with inner common peace, for the more the human being succumbs to the adversary the more he will stoke him up. And the person will act increasingly more heartless, he will treat his fellow human being increasingly more harshly and with coldness, he might perhaps conceal himself under a mask but his true face can always be recognized. God's order is love. Someone who lives without love is separated from God, and that signifies his alliance to his adversary. Yet he knows how to conceal everything under a veil, he knows how to camouflage the characteristics of a violation against the eternal order, for that reason nothing is obvious so as not to lose his followers. Instead, he will give everything to those who devoted themselves to him because of their attitude, their unkindness and coldness of heart. They receive whatever they want but will only ever be able to obtain earthly goods, which, however, entirely satisfies them. This explains why the adversary has so many followers, for by and large people try to find earthly fulfillment and get it through unkind thinking and conduct. Hence the state on earth cannot be any different than it is now, where the human race no longer observes the divine order, where it no longer attaches importance to God's will, where it completely ignores his commandments of love and where people allow themselves to be used as tools by the adversary. The chaos on earth is steadily increasing and only a few people live according to divine order, only a few people allow the principle of love to reign and unite with God, the eternal love. And they need not be worried if things happen according to law which are only ever the result of an unlawful way of life. Their unification with God through loving activity will provide them with protection and strength when the time comes for divine order to be re-established again. Then what it means to be close to God will be demonstrated, for satanic force and satanic activity will remain ineffective in the person who has always lived according to divine order, who cultivates love and always remains in contact with the eternal love. He will certainly see everything disappear around himself, but he himself is full of strength and light and fortitude. He knows that he is united with God and waits for his Creator and Father of eternity. For living his life in divine order made him knowledgeable and therefore he doesn't fear anything that originates from the adversary's realm. He himself lives in the sphere of divine peace, because his love within excludes everything that is contrary to divine order and because he is now protected against all dark forces which still oppose God and the eternal order. Amen.